Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat because my first guest is a late night host with the best lead-in on television. Please welcome the host of The Late Late Show, Mr. James Corden!
How are you?
I'm good. I'll ask the question, sir. How are you? Welcome back to the Friendly Kind Fines.
Oh, it's lovely to be here.
Thank you for wearing a vest.
Oh, well, I have to... it's for me more than you.
Really? I love that it gives dignity. So Does few it? Guests dress up enough to come on a late night talk show.
Well, I think this is worthy of dressing up.
And thank you.
Also, I'm aware that I'm sitting here somewhat exposed. So a vest is really, that plus the Spanx is really covering a multitude of whatever's going on under here.
Oh, that's your business, baby. You're
and then I'll go
TV.
Off here and they will roll me out of the Spanx. It's my two people just roll me back and forth until I sort of fall out of it like that.
That's
yeah.
nice. Oh,
that's what
nice.
Happens.
That's the team?
That
that's
is show
team?
Business. Yeah, yeah. Team Spanx, yeah.
Yeah. So, as I was saying before, you are from England yourself.
I am.
People out here. Now, our president,
yeah.
You're not an American
citizen.
He's not
citizen. My president.
You're not an American
no.
citizen. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Very much, yes.
How's that feel? How's that feel? Yeah. Feeling pretty good right now, aren't you?
It feels great, I'll be honest.
No. Yeah. So, he was just over in your neck of the woods over
yes.
there, and he said, people talk about protests. I don't see any protesters. Honest, give us a little insider's look here. How do people back home feel about our president over there?
Well,
generally.
I think they feel exactly the same as people do here. Like, I think there is, I'm sure, a very vocal sort of far-right group of people who think that, yeah, this is absolutely right. And then there's probably all the people that I know and all the people that I like and respect are like, what? What are you doing here? What are you like, I don't know, I've been watching it, and I'm like, what can they be talking about?
Oh, for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half talking to the Queen.
An hour and a half. Is he like, oh, is someone like, oh, this is Queen Elizabeth II, and he's like, oh, this is Melania III. Do you know what I mean? Like, is that what it is?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then I saw a thing. Yeah. And then I saw a thing saying that he'd been talking about Brexit. I'm like, what is he? Up until yesterday, he thought Brexit was the most important meal of the day. Like, he doesn't know. Like, it's crazy. It's madness, all of it. You're watching it like... But what I do like, which is what you talked about in the mono, which I do think is great, I do really, really have a great deal of respect for Prince Charles, which I did anyway, of course, for kind of meeting him head on and talking about climate change. I think that is a really kind of wonderful thing for, like, Prince Charles to do, because he's so passionate about
sure.
it. It's amazing.
Now, he, at the state dinner or at a commemorative, I'm not sure where it was. I've only been catching snatches of
yes.
it because, again, the nausea.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm being hoisted out of a desert when I watch him on TV.
Sure.
He put his hand on the small of the Queen's back or
yes,
something?
Yes, apparently he touched the Queen's back, which is an absolute no-no.
Now, why is that? And help me, I know it's probably a stupid question. Why is that a no-no? She might be a very nice person.
Well, I just think she's the queen, and there are various protocols that have been there for, you know, hundreds of years of what you do and you don't. I imagine
now, you're tight with that crowd. You know some of the royals, right?
Oh yeah. No, I know a couple. No, I do.
You
know,
you went to like the
yes.
royal.
I went to Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Beautiful
yes.
wedding. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Have you ever tripped up in the protocol?
Well, it's all just terrifying because it is.
You, do you go, get a sheet or something saying what not to do?
It's not really a what not to. It's just about how you'll follow protocol and this and the, all these things, and you shouldn't approach someone. It's a lot of that stuff, but more than that, my wife and I went. We flew like overnight, and we got there, and you're suddenly, like, you just don't realise the volume of cameras in that church. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of crazy. They're everywhere and they're hidden. They're hidden in, like, plant pots. And they'll be like, they're like, honestly, you're sat in the congregation and out of a plant pot, a camera will go like that. Now, in the church, there is flowers everywhere. You cannot move for flowers.
Wedding, of course, beautiful.
And I get quite bad allergies, right? So, first of all, you're all the time thinking, well, I don't know if I'm on television or not at the moment, so is this a good face? Is that a good face? I don't... like that. But all I'm thinking about is...
It's, like, always your category at the Emmys.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. It's always, I have to clap John Oliver in a minute.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't know. And then, but all I'm thinking is, just don't sneeze. Just don't sneeze.
Right.
And then, and I'm doing that. You know, when you do that thing when you think you're going to, and you just.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm then I don't know if I'm on TV. Like that. And my wife's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Just." And then they get to, should anyone here have know of any reason why these two should not be married? And I literally, I can feel it. It is coming in my nose. It is so close. And I just had to meet it head on and do one of those, you know, when you do an internal sneeze.
Sure. Yeah.
So they went, does anyone know here of any legal reason why these should not be man and wife? And I just went like this. And then thought, okay, I got away with it.
Yeah. Now, you're hosting the Tonys this Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a really exciting night.
I'm excited.
You've won a Tony yourself.
Yes.
You realize that.
Yeah.
Is it an easy gig? You know, you did it a few years ago, 2016. You just go in there, give all the awards to Lin-Manuel Miranda and leave, right?
Well,
and get back on the plane.
Well, not this year.
But give him again. Just do it again. He's that good.
I don't think they're ever easy gigs because they're live, you know? It's live and it's happening and there's a sort of degree of expectation that you would open with, like, a big musical number or something.
And that's what I expect.
We're going to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with a huge amount of pressure. But I kind of, I don't know, I love that entire community. I love that entire world, that entire world of people. I think they absolutely deserve and should be celebrated on television at least once a year for what they do. They do it 8 times a week, you know, like, and I'm just pleased to be there. And I love the theatre. I always have. I just adore it.
I love the theatre, too. I always imagined that I'd be a performer in the theatre, and then this ended up paying.
Yeah.
And
who do you think you're talking to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, so what was that? Was there a play that just gripped you when you were younger and went, oh, I have to do this?
Well, I was gripped by any sort of theatrical experience, really, but I guess the thing I really sort of remember most vividly, and I think I remember it mainly because my father reminded me of it a few years ago. I was in a play in 2011, and we brought it to New York in 2012. But in 2011, it was a play called One Man, Two Governors, and it was a really lovely play.
Yeah.
But when I was about 14, I went to the Adelphi Theatre on the Strand in London to see a musical called Me and My Girl, which is a great show, and it had a brilliant actor in it called Gary Wilmot. And I remember so vividly seeing him in this show and just think it was amazing. And I came out of the theatre and I said, I just want to do that, Dad. I just want to do that. I just want to do that thing, that whatever that was,
mm-hmm.
that's what I want to do. And I'd kind of forgotten about it until I hadn't been in the Adelphi Theatre between 14 and 36, 35, when I went to do One Man, Two Governors. And my dad took me to the exact spot when we were stood outside and said, do you remember when we were stood here, you were 14? And it makes me almost... emotional now, but it's an amazing thing, and that's what I think the Tonys can represent to the kid in Indiana, you know, Colorado, Seattle, who want to be in the theater. They love going to their theater camps and things, but don't get to go to Broadway to see those shows. It's a great night to say to them, no, you can do all these things, you know? That's why I like being part of it.
Well, good luck on Sunday night. You're going to kill it.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.